N99, der Podcast zur Frankfurter Buchmesse. Von Detektor FM, dem offiziellen Podcastpartner der Frankfurter Buchmesse.
This is the podcast radio Detektor FM live from the Frankfurt Book Fair, and this is our podcast N99 in German. And sometimes we have to talk about politics and sports, and how important is it that people in the public eye use their platform to highlight injustices? For some, it can be a convenient addition to their public profile, hosting charity events or speaking out at award ceremonies, no strings attached. For some people, however, it can have severe consequences, both in their professional and their private lives. One of those people who have not shied away from inconvenient criticism is American basketball star Enes Kanter Freedom. He was born to Turkish parents in Switzerland, actually, and has played for NBA teams like the Boston Celtics, Utah Jazz, or the Portland Trailblazers. Until his criticism of Turkish President Erdogan and human rights abuses in China landed him in hot water. He was not signed on any team after the last NBA season. Kanter received the Courage Award 2022 at the Geneva Summit for Human Rights and Democracy. And now he joins me live on stage to talk about his activism and about what lies ahead for him now. Welcome and a big hand to Enes Kanter Freedom. Hello.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
And
there's a lot of Turkish fans here.
Yeah.
Yes, I love it.
A lot of people here.
Yeah.
To me, it appears that most, if not all, NBA teams would not sign you on China, and it's a huge and growing market for the NBA, and no team seems willing to welcome any new trouble in China because it's so important for them as a market. What are your options right now? Are you having a team now, or are you in talks?
You know, I'm 30 years old, and I definitely do not want to retire. I mean, my body feels healthy. I can actually play another 5-6 years. But unfortunately, some of the things I talk about and, you know, really affected my career. And obviously, when you talk about some of the dictatorships out there, I will say, and the company you play for, NBA, had billions of dollars with that company. They're going to do whatever they can to silence you. But I think, you know, people need to understand it's bigger than basketball, bigger than myself, it's bigger than NBA. You know, obviously, there's always a Europe action. I mean, EuroLeague is out after NBA is one of the actually best league out there, but right now Turkish Airlines unfortunately is a sponsor in the EuroLeague. But I do get lots of offers from European teams, but we're just gonna wait and see what happens.
You said if you were to play in Europe, it would only be for Panathinaikos in Greece. You also visited the country, organized a basketball camp for young refugees, and wanted to meet the Greek prime minister. Why Greece?
So, first of all, Greece plays a very important role in what's going on right now because there are so many Turkish people who are under pressure of President Erdogan. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to escape the country because if they stay in their country, they're going to become a political prisoner. So what they do is they cross the border and they go to Greece because it's closest neighbor. And I definitely want to appreciate the Greek government and Greek nation because from day one, they opened their arm and given all the Turkish refugees a warm welcome. Just because it was closest neighbor, I actually grew up as a Panathinaikos fan. But not many people knows, actually. I was 16 years old. My first EuroLeague game was against Alba Berlin. And I actually got my first dunk in that game.
Oh.
It was in Turkey. It was like, I still watch those games and stuff. But so that's why Greece plays a very important role right now because, and also whenever I had a conversation with some of the, you know, religious leaders and some of the politicians, I mean, even they are aware about what's going on in Turkey because I remember that quote from Erdogan. He was saying one night the Greek people are going to wake up and the Greece will be invaded and also Cyprus. So I was just like, it was blowing my mind.
Let's take a closer look at your activism regarding Turkey. You are a successful athlete with a large online following and offline too, as we can see. Do you feel that someone in your position ought to use that public platform to speak out about inconvenient subjects, human rights?
You know, I believe God gave me this platform, not to just play basketball, but be the voice of all those innocent people out there who don't have a voice, you know. You know, right now, whatever topic that I talk about, it pretty much that goes all over the world. So it was always important for me to bring awareness about what's going on, not just in my home country, Turkey, but all over the world. So I started to talk about some of the violations that are happening in my home country, Turkey. And then after that, I was like, that's not the only dictatorship. I believe there are so many other dictatorships out there. It needs to be bring it to public's eye. So yes, if you're an athlete, if you're a singer, rapper, actor, or if you're a celebrity, or if you have a platform, especially when you have these platforms, you become an educator, you become a teacher. Now with all the social apps, smartphones, and all this like crazy apps, there are so many kids out there watching you and idolizing you. So I feel like we have to put the right thing out there.
What's your main criticism about Erdogan?
So only thing, if you look at all my speeches, if you look at all my talks or all my interviews, I have never in my life said, you know, I've never talked about politics, actually. I don't even like politics. My problem with Erdogan regime right now is there is no freedom of speech, no freedom of religion, no freedom of expression, no freedom of protest. There are so many human rights violations, no democracy. And it just breaks my heart knowing that my country has the most journalists who are in jail right now, more than China and Russia. I mean, like, when I heard that numbers, I was like, it was blowing my mind. So I talk about human rights because I know that human rights is above politics. So that's why I'm asking the Erdogan's regime to prioritize human rights, and I know that he's not going to do it.
Your father was imprisoned in Turkey and then freed in 2020, 2 years ago, but he had to distance himself from you in the public. Is your activism worth the consequences?
So really good question, because so many people are asking me this question. Is it worth it? Because I have not seen my family 9 years. My name is on Interpol list. They revoked my passport and stuff. They put my dad in jail for a while. He was going in and out of Turkish jails and courts for 7 long years. But think about this. He did not commit any crime. Just because of I talk about some of the problems were happening here, you know, they put him in jail. You know, I do get that question a lot. Are you crazy? Especially from my teammates. But people need to understand, my family is only one. There are so many families out there, so many innocent people out there who are in Turkish jails right now are getting tortured and raped every day. So I feel like I understand at the end it's my family, but there are thousands of them out there waiting for help. No, thank you.
After you spoke out about human rights abuses in Turkey, you raised awareness for other issues too, including the treatment of Uyghurs in the People's Republic of China. Why was that such an important issue for you?
Because human is human. It doesn't matter what their religion is, their skin color, their religion, or whoever they're from. Because, you know, I was mainly focusing on my country, Turkey, because of obviously my family's involved and so many of my friends and my neighbors are involved and stuff. But then I was like, you know what? Human is human. And when you look at the world right now, the biggest human rights crisis, biggest human rights violations and stuff happening in China towards Uyghurs. And not only Uyghurs, you know, you look at Tibetans, Hong Kongers, Taiwanese people, you look at Mongolians and stuff. So I was like, and you step out of China, you look at Russia, you look at what's happening in Iran right now, you look at, you know, so many, I can just go on and on. So I was like, I believe that God gave me this platform, so I feel like I need to use it to bring awareness, not only one group or only one country, but everywhere in the world. So I have been getting so much support from so many different communities, it actually gives me hope.
Mm. Just a few minutes ago, I had an interview with a German guy about the absurd tons of money in soccer or football. The NBA is obviously making billions of dollars, especially in China. And I think, as you said, you're clever enough to see the consequences that may come with speaking out loud about all the problems in China. But you also felt you had to do it, or why did you do it? Why did you risk your NBA career?
Because everyone was scared to do it. And unfortunately, no one stepped out and talked about the things that are important for our world. You know, I was seeing the hypocrisy in NBA because I was seeing the players will, or the NBA will talk about the things that is not going to affect their money and business. You know, as soon as the things that you talk about affects their business or money or especially in their endorsement deals. I mean, look at some of the countries out there right now, Like just last year, more people watched NBA games in China than American population. That's crazy. And you look at some of the other countries, but no, to me, it was important because no one was saying anything. So I was like, I feel like someone had to open that door. And not just things, problems are not just only happening in NBA. You look at Hollywood, you look at Wall Street, academias, you look at big tech, you look at Congress and local Congress. Unfortunately, many of them run by so many dictatorships. I was like, you know what? Enough is enough.
Did you hope to get more support from other players, from applause?
I tried. I really tried. I tried to reach out to so many of my teammates. Actually, it was a perfect moment because it was right before the Beijing Olympics, right?
Yeah.
So I tried to reach out to Olympians, other not just NBA players, but WNBA players, other major league athletes. You know, the thing that they said, listen, I think what you're doing is so amazing. Keep doing what you're doing. We love you. We support you, but we just cannot do it out loud. I asked them one simple question. Why? They said, well, we have shoe deals, jersey sales, and Dortmund deals. And I asked them that follow-up question. I was like, put your family self in their shoes. If your mother, if your daughter, if your sister was in those concentration camps or in political prisons anywhere, getting tortured and raped every day, would you still pick money and business over your morals, principles, and values? No answer. They usually turn around and walk away.
Are you optimistic that there are going to be more players in the future who, yeah?
That's my hope. I mean, you have to have hope. So that's my hope. And I hope one day that people will talk about what's more important. Mm-hmm.
You even officially changed your name to Enes Kanter Freedom after yes. You became an American citizen in last year, 2021. What does the word freedom mean to you personally?
I'll tell you the long story. So yeah.
Let's go forward.
Yeah. So unfortunately, when I was growing up in my home country, Turkey, we did not have freedom of speech, religion, expression, or protest. And I believe that freedom is, after air, water, and food, the freedom is one of the most, maybe the most important thing that human being can have. I was seeing what is happening to young generation in Turkey, and it was breaking my heart because we really didn't have any freedom because, unfortunately, in Erdogan's government literally controls the media in Turkey. And whenever he holds rallies in Turkey, he attacks countries and people and religious, some of the religions that get more vote. So whenever he holds rallies, he attacks Israel, he attacks Jewish people, he attacks Christians. There are so many Christians, unfortunately, right now in Turkey, is being attacked in Turkey just because of Erdogan's hate speeches. He attacks America, he attacks the West. So I was like, this has to be changed. So that what I did was I was like, I'm going to just take that word and just make it part of me. Put it behind my jersey and go out there and play basketball, you know? And it became, so every arena I go to, you know, they stop watching the games, they were chanting freedom. I mean, that's like the most beautiful thing that you can chant, you know? So it did bring a lot of awareness, and I'm sure that it educates so many kids out there, not just Turkish kids, but all the kids out there in the world. Now, every country I go to, people are just screaming on the street and say, Mr. Freedom, Mr. Freedom. That means a lot to me.
Sometimes life is really crazy and astonishing. I mean, could you imagine 2 years ago that you are now not playing basketball, that you're sitting at the book fair and talk about freedom?
You know, to be honest, my ultimate goal was win a championship. And my whole life, I worked so hard to get to that level. I made finals a couple times in NBA. But if you were to tell me that 2 years ago that the league, by the way, just started like a week ago.
Yeah.
Literally a week ago, yeah. And I had to delete the NBA app because it was actually like really making me sad every time.
Because
I was like, it was painful to watch. So I don't watch NBA games anymore. But you know, life is weird. Life is different. Life has full of surprises. But I know that the things that I talk about right now, it's bigger than myself, bigger than basketball, and bigger than NBA, because on the one side of the world, we are playing basketball, we are having fun, we are making good money, we are living our comfortable life. But on the other side of the world, other side of the ocean, people are losing their lives, losing their loved ones, and losing their homes, you know? So I had to pick which one is more important to me.
What are your next steps? What are you going to do tomorrow?
Good question. Well, I mean, I create a foundation, so I'm just going to keep doing, you know, from my foundation. But I want to be with the communities who are suffering. You know, I see now When you look at Turkey, unfortunately, because of Erdogan, so many groups, so many movements got, you know, divided. You look at, you know, Kurds, Alevites, seculars, Gulen movement. You look at so many other innocent parties or groups are being divided just because of Erdogan. So I want to be with them. I want to be their voice. And also, if you get out of Turkey, look at, you know, all the other countries, Venezuela and Cuba and North Korea and some other Ukraine, especially Ukrainian people right now. So I want to be their voice. I want to actually help them as much as I can, because I believe from now on, that is my pretty much mission.
And one last question. Is there a chance that you are playing in Germany in the basketball team? Maybe Alba? No.
Ooh, good question. Actually, so there is a project here. I want to talk about it because it's one of the most beautiful projects. The project, the name of it called House of One. So it's like they're building this beautiful place that is bringing Christians and Muslims and Jews in one place. And actually, they are inviting me back in probably in a couple months. So I want to come back. I actually promised them that I want to actually organize a basketball camp in Alba Berlin Stadium, you know? And it would be an amazing idea. We just sit there, we'll hang out. And I mean, I have never been to, you know, Berlin a lot. I only went there twice, but I never had the chance to just go to one of their games. So, I mean, why not? I mean, they are a EuroLeague team. They played amazing games and high quality organization. So I will just leave it at why not.
I think they would like to have you. Enes Kanter-Friedem, American professional basketball player, political activist, and the first NBA star on Detector FM. Thank you so much for joining us on stage here in Frankfurt at the Book Fair, and good luck for your future. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. I love it. Thank you.
N99, der Podcast zur Frankfurter Buchmesse. Von Detektor FM, dem offiziellen Podcastpartner der Frankfurter Buchmesse.